This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, dial on in toll free and you can join us here and bring up anything that you want. Coming up, the police and how activists approach them, the attitude that we have towards them. Adamo Freeman, the founder of CopBlock, he's had kind of a paradigm shift, and I'm going to share a blog post that he wrote while he was in jail. He's been incarcerated for the last several weeks, 6 weeks at least, since he was arrested for possession and distribution of cannabis in Ohio. We'll get into that coming up here in a little bit. With you in the studio, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
To the phones, to the phone, actually to Skype first, where Hung Like Jesus is on the line in Georgia. Go ahead, Hung.
Hello, everybody.
Hey.
Someone sent this to me today, and it's been going on for a while now, and it reminded me of the Free State Project. But there's a group of people that wants to start, I guess they have started, I guess you can call it a white ethno-state up in, I think it's Washington.
Really?
I heard Idaho, but yeah, that's sometime
I thought
ago.
It was North Dakota and like some little town with six people living in it.
Well, actually, this place is already, I think they've already mapped out the boundaries, and it's called Cascadia. Is what it's called, and the only reason why I'm bringing it up is because it reminded me of the Free State Project, and also because I am a firm believer that people should live around exactly who they want to live around, and you know, don't live around people who they don't want to live around. You know, nobody should be forced together.
I just want to go real quick here. I've heard of Cascadia before, but I've never heard anything about it being some sort of a bigot project or...
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That because Cascadia was supposedly a bioregion of the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, that's what it is.
There's the Northwest Territorial Imperative is an idea popularized since the 80s with the white nationalist and white separatist groups in the United States. According to its adherents of these groups are encouraged to relocate to a five-state region in northwestern United States, which is Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming,
what
and
was
Western
that group
Montana.
Called?
The Northwest Territorial Imperative.
Okay, that sounds more, you know, white nationalist-y to me. But
yeah, but
Cascadia.
Interesting that they would pick five states instead of one.
It's, yeah.
You know, like, hey, let's spread out our influence over five states.
Yeah, I don't see it here. I mean, again, I don't claim to be an expert on Cascadia. I just know it exists. But I mean, a quick glance at the Wikipedia page doesn't show anything about white nationalism. The word white only appears one time.
I can see why you'd pick it, though. I mean, it's a similar region. I mean, I can see why.
Where did you catch wind of this, Hung? Because I'm curious to know more about where
you get
this.
Well, a friend of mine sent it to me. He knows my interest, and you know, he sent it to me. And the story comes from Red Eyes Creations. You can, no, actually, it's not on Red Eyes Creations. It's on, I don't want to give these websites out.
Sure.
But
if you
Google Cascadia now, that should take you to that movement.
Okay. I see an article here, Hate Filled Zone, the Racist Roots of a Northwest Secession Movement. Okay, so it's interesting that it didn't show anywhere on Wikipedia. Normally when there's some sort of controversy about something, there's usually both sides represented there. But regardless, so what about it?
No, you know, and I just wanted to point out that I am firmly in favor of people doing whatever it is that they want to do to make their lives happier or whatever it is, you know, to advance whatever cause they feel that they live for.
Well, and if they do succeed, which I don't think they will, then they'll realize really painfully that just because they're white, they're not, like, automatically successful, and then they won't have other people to blame it on. They'll have to blame it kind of on... I mean, they won't have to, but it'll be pretty obvious that it's just their own laziness and lack of productivity that makes their lives unpleasant. So that would be really funny to me.
And that's another thing, too. You know, in society, no matter if it's a microcosm or if it's society in general, there's going to always be somebody there that you don't like. And then, you know, and that, of course, that grows. And that's a, if you separate these people and get them, get any kind of influence of any sort of, diversity, they're going to find something within each other to, that, you know, it always happens, that will tear it apart.
Sure.
I mean, of course, I don't want that. I want them to be as successful as they possibly can. And I wouldn't want to be around anybody that doesn't want to be around me. And, you know, that was just my, the point of it. I just, I'm totally in agreement with it. Same with the free state, that people should do exactly, they should be free to do exactly what they want to do with no persecution or oppression from anybody.
Yeah, I can't imagine liking my skin tone so much that I'd be willing to move someplace for it. But do you think that it's of any advantage to these people to choose to go to these areas and, you know...
it's an advantage to the people they're leaving together? Behind if they go to these areas.
Well, I think, you know, this is it's an ideology, I think, you know, that'll fade pretty quickly. But, you know, whatever. I don't wish any ill will on them. And like I said, I want them to succeed as best they can. People need to be happy and, you know, however they feel they can.
I think that there's been some confusion here. I'm just looking a little further into these claims that Cascadia is somehow a white nationalist separatist movement, and I just don't see it. There is a thread here on Reddit, r/Cascadia. There's a group all about Cascadia, and they mention here that there are maybe some alt-righter types, some white nationalist types who are trying to infiltrate their group, but they seem to be quite put off by the idea that that would be happening.
Yeah, but don't get stuck on the name. I mean, it's still the region that we're referring
to. He was talking specifically about a secessionist movement.
Maybe I got my information jumbled, but Cascadia is the region. I don't know if Cascadia is the whole thing. I don't know if that's all of them. If Cascadia was created for to be a white ethno state. But I know that these people moved up there because, you know, I'm seeing, I don't know how you don't see it, but I'm seeing several sites that talk about it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna say that that it's in question that claim because the people I'm seeing on the Cascadia group do not seem to be happy about the idea that anybody who's a white nationalist would be involved
most of the hardcore racists I've known would not have any kind of motivation or work to actually do something like that, or to actually do much at all. But, yeah, I just don't see most of the racists that I've known putting time and effort into really much of anything, much less moving their entire life to some other place in the country.
But regardless, what Hung is saying here is he supports people doing, you know, separating off and doing their thing. And I say, you know, more power to him. I don't want to be a part of it. I'm not interested in, you know, being with those people. I find them to be despicable.
Hey, I'm gonna that's all I have. But I'm gonna send you a link in the Skype chat. And you can see exactly what it is that I was talking about.
Okay, yeah, I am curious to see what it is that's going on. Because apparently some people in the Cascadia movement aren't even necessarily in favor of secession. They're just in favor of Cascadia. And I'm not sure, you know, what that means.
Yay, this place!
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
Right.
That's all flags are, man. Yeah. Flags are all about yay, this place.
Right. Yeah, so send that along.
All right, territory in the Pacific Northwest. I don't know how I got confused, but I'm gonna send it to you.
All right, man.
I kind of do wish the alt-right would go get their own place. I guess that's kind of like telling somebody to move to Somalia, but, you know.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Hung. I appreciate it.
All right.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And I just realized I probably should have kept him on the line because Hung Like Jesus does not like Ralph in New Jersey. And Ralph in New Jersey is on hold here. And now he's on. Ralph, you're on Free Talk.
Yeah, I'm glad that, you know.
Back off your phone, Ralph. You're way too loud, man. You're way too loud.
Okay. That was the man that I allowed to lift the dance. The caller, the last one that just hung up. That he definitely licked the dust, okay?
With me. What?
I mean,
licked the dust?
Lick the dice?
Lick the dust. The dust.
You're going to have to spell it, man.
L-I-C-K dust. D-U-S-T.
I still don't understand what he's saying. L-I-C what?
L-I-C-K. Licking. Like
licking. What is a key?
Ditto.
K? You mean K?
K, right. Don't be that.
Hold on. Maybe we can get Hung Like Jesus back on the line here, if he wants to talk to him. I know he can't stand him.
Well, he just was talking about kind of freedom of association. You can't now make him.
That's true. All right, more coming up here. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Also, do want to let you know about Save It Purse. If you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, then just go to saveitpurse.com. You do have to have cryptocurrency, however. That is the one catch. That's the thing you need to have in order to make Save It Purse work for you. If you've got just regular old dollars, then sorry, they can't help you at Save It Purse. But if you want to save 20%, if you want to save 15, 20, 25%, somewhere in that range, pretty typical, pretty easy to do over at saveitpurse.com, then that's where you need to go. And you do need cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or some alternatives. There's some of the the altcoins that will work at Save It Purse as well. It's amazing. And I do it all the time. I'm probably at Save It Purse once a week. Whenever it is I need to get something from Amazon, I just go to saveatpurse.com. I import my Amazon wish list that I've created, and then I select my discount. And usually within about a day, somebody has purchased those items for me. They buy it as a gift. They ship it to me. I confirm that I've received the items. And then saveatpurse.com releases what was the Bitcoin that I was holding on to into their possession. And it's an amazing thing where everybody benefits, everybody gets what they want. The person gets Bitcoin, I get the items at 20% off, and it's awesome. So try it out for yourself. Save It Purse, saveatpurse.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts here, we've got Ralph in New Jersey. Go ahead, Ralph. What were you trying to say tonight? What sort of racist screed were you going to go on?
I should have said, bite the dust, and I cut down that animal in size for disrespecting President Duterte. I remember that man, okay? He wants to talk about white nationalism. What about black bigotry as espoused by the Nation of Islam, okay?
I don't think hung like Jesus is part of the Nation of Islam,
but no, I would I think care. That he would support it. He would support people's right to.
But he need to denounce black animals. Okay?
No, he didn't denounce black nationalism. Hold on, he didn't denounce white nationalism. The guy didn't say anything against white nationalism. The only thing he said about it was that they should have the right to be around who they want to be around. He didn't say let's drone bomb them from the sky. He just said, let's let them do what they want to do.
I'm talking to Mark, right? I will denounce for you right here and right now, Mark, white supremacy, which is a case currently going on in the city of New York. This animal, that's right, I call this white man an animal, a drifter, a loner from Baltimore,
who?
Maryland.
Baltimore, Maryland, a drifter.
Who are you talking about?
Somebody in New York City. Let it finish.
Right.
What happened in New York? I got to give us some context here.
Okay. There's a drifter and a loner from Baltimore, Maryland, who went over to the city to grab media attention because, according to his manifesto, he wants to kill every black man for having interracial relationships. Okay? Having an interracial relationship. And he stumbled up across in a street corner in New York a 66-year-old black man. You know, not provoking him, not inciting him. He just see this man for his skin color, not the content of character. See, you need to differentiate me calling me a racist to this animal, okay? You really do, because all you do and your twisted logic is create a hypothetical situation or a hyperbole about me for what I'm not. I'm not
well,
no racist.
Ralph,
yes,
sometimes,
you are.
Sometimes you sound really, really racist, Ralph.
He is racist.
Now,
I mean,
clearly,
he's called enough times to make it pretty clear. He hates black people.
Well, in this case, he's saying he doesn't think that black people should be killed completely for the color of
their
skin.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, I mean, at least it's a step.
So, you know, you could still be a racist and not believe in exterminating the other races that you don't like, right? So let me bring Ralph back on here. So, Ralph, go ahead.
Yeah, but the action taken by this man is completely different from my position with regard to the black. I can't.
Well, right. We never said that you were the worst racist ever. We just said you were a racist.
Right. That, to be a racist means Melanie, that you believe that your race is.
Oh, Melanie. This is really. This is a sad state of affair of you to be saying that about me. I still have a moral compass, Melanie, to judge people according to content of their character. And when I say black animal, I mean the criminality that blacks are creating in our society, which is creating disorder, mayhem, and chaos.
The thing is, you say that about all black people, though.
I'll give you an example right now.
I don't need another example. Thanks for the call. I've heard enough. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Racism is not the belief that other races should be exterminated, but certainly some racists believe that. Racism is simply the belief that one race is superior to others. Or
isn't it in a given area, though? I mean, usually racists will not say that they're superior in every way. They'll usually claim to be superior in some ways.
Yeah. I mean,
Chris Cantwell would say... You're talking about?
Chris Cantwell would say that Asians are superior to white people, for instance.
In like intelligence or test taking or something like that.
Yeah.
Sure. I've heard this before. Okay, but there's going to be things that he's going to claim that white people are going to be superior at and all that other stuff. I don't know. I mean, it's a murky, murky thing when you start going and separating people along the lines of race, and then is saying that this group and that group and
right,
you know,
it ignores the individual. And, you know, even if you can show some kind of statistics, and this was our big breaking point with Chris Cantwell, was that for somebody who supposedly was a libertarian, I don't think describe himself that way today, but for somebody who supposedly was a libertarian, who purportedly libertarians believe in individual rights. And, the individual is, the greatest minority, if you will, that for somebody to ignore individuals and how they perform against other individuals, instead focusing on the groups that those individuals might happen to be part of by virtue of where or, how they were born, that's what leads to sort of this racist stuff, is to just group people together and treat them all as though they're the same and ignore their individual differences. And I think that's, sad. So, toll-free number tonight, and that's what Ralph does when he makes statements like, the blacks are, and then says something about violence or, killing, etc. Are young black males more likely to commit crimes? There's probably some statistics out there that would show that to be the case.
But all those arrest statistics, what we have proven is that young black males are more likely to get arrested. That does not in any way prove that they are more likely to commit crimes, victimless crimes.
Yeah, I would say regarding that, look, when a group feels as though they have been treated badly, you're probably going to see some lashing out, especially from, the young males in the particular group. So, what we'll often find is minority ethnicity, the young males in a minority ethnicity in any given society are probably a little more prone to criminality.
The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We'll be talking about the police coming up here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it?
I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Skype username, if you want to call us there, is lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us. You can bring up anything you want. Coming up, we're going to talk about the police, but first.
Well, more than 60% of Americans take some kind of nutritional supplement. And if you're within that group, I'd like you to consider one that I've been taking now for, probably close to 2 months now. Ian, I gave you yours a couple of weeks ago, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, it's called Whole Food Multi-Complete. And, you know, there's good reasons to take a... they use the term multi to describe it, but it's not like a multivitamin that you're going to buy at the store or something like that.
See vitamins in here.
There are vitamins, yeah. But there are, you know, lots of things. You got to go and take a look at the ingredients on Whole Food Multi-Complete. It's got enzymes and, you know, all the other things that you need, not just vitamins and minerals. But if you visit some kind of naturopath or something like that, likely you'll be told to buy, a whole array of supplements, which are probably pretty good, not like the cheapies you get in the store, but you're going to be spending like $150 per month. If this is the situation that you've experienced, then you need to know about Whole Food Multicomplete. For 15 years, Whole Food Multicomplete has been quietly providing what the big guys won't, the perfect blend of seven different supplements. Now, that's not seven, like seven vitamins and minerals. That's seven different supplements that contain a whole bunch of different stuff. And they've taken the expense and complexity out of following a complete supplement program. Visit simplifymysupplements.com to learn more. And you can use the coupon code. The coupon code is FTL, and you'll receive 30% off your first order. Now, I spoke to the gentleman who runs Whole Food Multicomplete, simplifymysupplements.com, and he said basically this 30% off is, it's a freebie. You know, he's selling at cost. What he wants is people to try it so that then they can decide whether it works for them. And it's worked for me. Simplifymysupplements.com, coupon code FTL. By the way, satisfaction guaranteed, or you get your money back.
Wow. All right.
Simplifymysupplements.com.
This is my favorite kind of advertising where they give you a guarantee. That's great.
He'll give it to you, too. I've spoken to him on multiple occasions. He's very passionate about his product. He had some kind of major plane accident several years ago, and he used the product. It helped him, and that's why he bought the company, essentially.
Oh, wow.
So it was it was life-changing for him.
Yeah, that's a real testimonial.
Right. Simplifymysupplements.com.
All right, let's go to AC in Ohio on via Skype, and you can join us on Skype at lrn.fm. Go ahead, AC.
Yeah, I wanted to respond to one of your previous callers from last night, Dana. And one of the things I don't understand about her is she rarely agrees with a lot of the things you guys say. So I kind of wonder why she keeps calling in if she doesn't agree with you guys a lot.
Well, I like it when people call who don't agree. It's more interesting.
Oh, me too. But I just feel it's kind of weird for someone to be a chronic caller besides, like, James.
I wouldn't say Dana's a chronic. She's called enough over the years to where you know who she is and you can recognize
her.
But it's, you know, she doesn't call more often, I would say, than once every couple months. I mean, she's not chronic at all.
Well, I wanted to respond to something she said.
Sure.
And the thing of it is I want to interject something before I get to that. And that is that, you know, in this world we live in, there's all sorts of things that we as humans are stupid and ignorant about. You would agree, right?
Oh, yeah. We're all ignorant about something.
Figuring out science all the time.
Yeah. And there are certain forms of ignorance and stupidity that seems to be very, very common among certain groups of people. And in this case, one of the forms of stupidity that I find that's very common among conservative types tends to be all this anti-immigration nonsense. And because whenever you guys bring up immigration, you get every dumbass Fox News zombified conservative from one side of the country to the other saying, oh, no, we can't let them in because Muslims and Sharia law are... whatever.
That's what happens.
Yep. Pretty soon they're going to take our pork chops away or something.
They're going to eat your dogs. Leprosy.
I love those two promos you guys have about that.
Yeah.
Those are funny as hell.
Yeah, they are hilarious. I've heard some whoppers throughout the year. So the whole thing about Sharia law I find very interesting. Where have Muslims sort of migrated to and infiltrated where they've forced the population to wear, like headgear and headscarves and that sort of thing? And I can't think of any place. There are probably some neighborhoods in, say, France or Germany or something where it's common for people to wear headgear. But I can't imagine that there is any place where they're sort of forced to, otherwise mobs will come out and do bad things to them. And if that were the case, I would say, isn't it great that we have the right to keep and bear arms here in America so that you could shoot people that attempted to use force against you to make you wear headgear? Because I just don't ever, ever, ever see that happening in the United States. The worst I could see, and I'm not saying I like the idea, is that, like, public schools wouldn't be allowed to serve pork anymore because sort of everybody, is involved.
Would you want to eat pork from a public school in the begin with is the problem?
I've eaten far too many meals at public schools, so the answer is no, I wouldn't want to eat anything there. But I suppose if somebody gave it to me for free, I'd give it a shot. And, you know, maybe I've seen stories where the Muslim minarets are doing the announcements of, like, the Allah Akbar at ridiculous times of the day and night, you know, and I don't think that that should be occurring. That's probably the best argument I've seen against sort of the cultures melding up to this point. But, you know, again, I haven't been anywhere where this has happened, and I don't know exactly what times of the day it's occurring. I can see that it could, it might be legit if you're talking about the same times that church bells occur, but that would be the comparison.
So, yeah, but, so anyway, to get to what I wanted to respond to her about exactly was, you guys brought up a study from the Cato Institute about how most immigrants aren't taking welfare, and of course the Cato Institute isn't the only organization that has come up with studies similar. Reason has also done studies like this as well. And one of the things that bothered the crap out of me was when she called and said, well, you can't trust studies from the Cato Institute because one of their founding members has political views that I disagree with. Like, that's not a reason to write off an entire organization because one person who founded it.
That's true, but she did say more than that. I mean, she did cite her own numbers from the Center for Immigration Studies about immigrants taking welfare, large numbers of immigrants allegedly taking welfare.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing just bothered the crap out of me when she did it with the Cato Institute, because that's the same thing the conservatives will do when they try to write off Planned Parenthood. They'll say, why would you want to trust Planned Parenthood? Don't you know that their founder was a racist who tried to sterilize black communities, which is true, but that has nothing to do with what the organization does today, which tries to provide proper sex, health, and education to people. It's like, that's not a reason to hate on the organization because their founder was a horrible person.
No, I agree with you, but I would like to see these, you know, conflicting studies, you know, I guess, looked at closer. Maybe there's a study of the studies or something like that that we could look to, because, you know, she was citing Cato as being bad, but then she cites the Center for Immigration Studies as being good, and we all know that when somebody wants statistics to look a certain way, they can, you know, sculpt them to look a certain way.
Right. She's doing another thing that conservatives like to do of her type is they like to pick and choose their studies. They say, I got studies here to prove this, and all those other ones that say the opposite, that's all.
Oh, liberals do that, too.
Yeah, I mean, everybody does that.
People do that.
Right, everybody does that, which is why I went and I looked, and the thing she was saying, according to the Center for Immigration Studies, they have that stuff on their website. So, you know, are they telling the truth?
I don't know. So that's a great question. So the Center for Immigration Studies, who are they? It sounds like a government agency, but I'll bet it's not.
No, I don't
think then, so. You know, when you start looking, you find out, looks like they're a front group for some, you know, conservative organization. Then essentially
that
I'm doing...
That makes me distrust them more on if they're going to talk about immigration.
But that's the point, is that I'm doing the same thing that she did regarding Cato, because once I see that they have an agenda, then I'm less likely to believe
it. It's not a logical fallacy to say this person has a bias, therefore you should question them. It is to say, I don't like this person, therefore you should question them.
Toll free number tonight, 850, AC if you got more, hang on, 855-450 free, and maybe we'll figure out what the Center for Immigration Studies is. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Mark.
We're talking about battling think tanks, I guess is the right term here, Cato Institute and the Center for Immigration Studies. AC is on the line from Ohio, and he's on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. And once again, don't forget to, if you like Free Talk Live, you can go and grab archives and share them and share your favorite episodes on social media. That's a good way to spread what we're doing. Go to freetalklive.com. You can download as much as you like. It's all free there. That's freetalklive.com. So, AC, you had brought up a call from this weekend by Dana in Grand Rapids, who was calling into question the Cato Institute and their numbers about immigrant welfare use, providing different numbers from the Center for Immigration Studies, which, by the way, they call themselves low immigration pro-immigrant. So Center for Immigration Studies, according to their about page on their website, they say that their data may support criticism of U.S. immigration policies, but they do not justify ill feelings towards our immigrant community. In fact, many of us at the center are animated by a low-immigration, pro-immigrant vision of America that admits fewer immigrants but affords a warmer welcome for those who are admitted. So they're not necessarily...
What is a warm welcome?
I don't know. That's just the summary from their
about page. It scares me. It sounds like government. I mean, you know, at this point, we're talking about government funding of immigrants, right?
Yeah.
Welfare and that sort of thing. And do they mean warmer? What do they mean?
I don't know, Mark.
Welcome?
I'm just sharing that with you as an example of
because immigration is a government policy, and do we want the government to welcome people warmly? What is that? A letter from the president, or we're talking
yeah.
about? I'm just not sure.
I don't know. AC. Although I don't agree with them. I think that we need to have more people coming here. Anybody who wants to come here, who's peaceful, should should be able to. But, AC, did you have more you wanted to say on the topic? Please do.
Yeah, just to finish up here. Yeah, see, that's one of the things, too, is, like, when you're talking about these dueling studies, you do have to look, make sure you're looking at where the study comes from, who did the study, and how it was done, obviously. Mm-hmm. But another thing is also, like, for me personally, there's just certain things that if certain groups of people talk about, I'm not going to listen to them. Like, if a conservative starts talking about how horrible immigration is, I'm not going to listen to them because I know how xenophobic they can be. Right. In the same way, I'm not going to listen to a left-wing person talking about how gun control works. Like, I know that, which is something that the left-wing people like to bitch about a lot, is how gun control doesn't work. It's very common.
Well, I mean, I think it is important to listen to what other people are having to say.
I'm interested if there's a new fact and somebody wants to cite that fact to me or something like that. I'm interested in checking it out. But when it comes to gun control, best I've been able to tell up to this point, that there isn't much relationship between gun control and a reduction in crime.
And beyond that, I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with listening to what people have to say, but ultimately all the statistics in the world don't matter to me, because to me it's really a moral issue. A lot of these government questions and government programs are really a moral question, and when it comes to immigration, you know, the question is, should people be allowed to cross borders freely in a free country? And the answer is yes. If the problem is welfare, and that's almost all the time what people bring up as their big objection, well, then that's immoral, because stealing money from people through the tax system and then redistributing it to other people who are politically beneficial to the politicians to distribute it to is an immoral act. That's, you know, extortion, that's stealing, that's forced wealth redistribution. So the fact that there is one immoral act going on does not justify further immoral acts, and those immoral acts would be to prevent peaceful people from coming here. I mean, it's really very simple. All the statistics in the world, whoever, you know, the claim was CIS, the Center for Immigration Studies, is saying that a large amount of immigrants are on welfare, and so they're saying, well, that is justification to restrict immigration, basically. And so even if those statistics are true, and I just found an article over at the Cato Institute that says that their statistics are messed up, that says that CIS's statistics are no good, there's a whole long article here that's, you know, tearing apart the CIS statistics.
Yeah, and I can tell you, I haven't been to CIS. I have been to Cato, and when I've spoken to their scholars, they take this stuff very seriously. You're talking about extraordinarily bright people who, these are academics. They're not looking to create numbers out of thin air. They're looking for the truth, from the best I can tell. Now, you know, I mean, Cato's a nominally libertarian organization, and the libertarians, to my mind, tend to be right on a lot of issues.
AC, thanks for sharing your thoughts. Any final thoughts you want to throw out there? Go ahead.
Just one quick thing. I mean, you're talking about the whole stealing thing, and to quote into comment on something another anti-immigration guy called in last night was the one guy who was saying he wanted the wall, and he said and you said how they'd have to steal property. He said, hey, I'm okay with stealing property as long as I'm safe.
That's what he said. Yep,
that's what he said.
Crazy.
Thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I mean, I'm tempted to share this Cato story, but I haven't had a chance to really look it over decently yet. And the first portion,
I don't think they cuss.
No. But the first portion is like they're comparing tables, right? Yeah. So we can't do that on the air.
No, we can't do it.
That would not be easy to communicate. So they're, you know, they're digging down into the data of this CIS study that Dana was citing, or one of the studies that was similar to what she was citing over the weekend, claiming that, and again, I went to their site, I looked at their claims, and they're claiming that like half of immigrants in the United States are taking welfare, which seems unbelievable. And so I'm
illegal gonna, immigrants, right?
I'll have to go back, Mark, and pull up exactly what it was that they were saying. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can also go over to the Center for Immigration Studies, where they've got an article saying Cato Institute has missed the point on immigrant welfare use again. So you've got the sort of they're throwing barbs back and forth at one another and trying to find fault within each other's statistics. So, you know, what's the truth out there? Yeah. To
probably
some extent,
just that people are on welfare.
Yeah, some
That's
people,
probably
sure.
the truth, is yeah. that people are on welfare.
And welfare is a problem. You know, regardless of who's on the welfare, these conservatives are battling over who should get to receive the welfare, basically.
Well, I certainly am against the incentives that welfare sets up. I think you could set it up with far better incentives. I think that society doesn't have the guts right now to sort of gut welfare entirely. But, nonetheless, I think that when you give assistance programs to immigrants to this country, and I'm not just talking about refugees, but entirely, when you give any kind of assistance program to them, you take away from them the incentive to integrate as quickly as possible and to get off government assistance. I mean,
it's only a lack of integration if everyone else isn't on welfare. It's not like we have welfare just for immigrants. Welfare exists because domestic people are on it. So if welfare really has nothing to do with immigration. And honestly, if you're going to steal my money anyway, and you're either going to give it to someone who was born in the States and is healthy and had all these opportunities and, could have done, anything that anybody who was born in the States can do, and I understand that that's a range, or you're going to give it to somebody who was born in some third world hellhole who really had, no opportunities in life whatsoever until somehow they got here. If those are my options, the person who could have done better versus the person who just... life was like, F you, you're born here,
good luck.
Deal with it.
Yeah.
If those are my options and you're going to steal my money anyway, give it to the guy who wasn't lazy. That's kind of less offensive to me as to what you're going to do with my stolen money.
You're really boiling it down. But, yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, there's certainly the possibility that the other person is also lazy, right?
This is why they should have the tax form where you click off the things that you want from the government. And in this case, you could say you want immigration, refugee funding or whatever it is that you're looking for. And I think you should be able to have that. Then again, we have organizations called charities that will allow us to give money to the specific people that we'd like to.
And they'll do a lot better job of spending that money, the charities.
Yeah, they will. That's why you can go to hope.freetalklive.com and help us build an orphanage in Uganda. Right now there are dozens of orphans who have no home and are likely to lose the little room that they're in relatively quickly. They're working hard. They're making bricks by hand. They're digging out the foundation, but they need some concrete. They need some rebar, and they're only going to be able to get that stuff if people give money. They simply don't have it. Right now, the handful of people that take care of these orphans, they're busy with taking care of orphans. They don't earn a lot of money. They need concrete. They need rebar. Please help by going over to hope.freetalklive.com and help us build this orphanage.
All right, this is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hour number 3 on the way to control the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
You need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with Hostgator, one of the top hosting companies. Hostgator offers a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to hostgator.com/FTL and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. Hostgator.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week,
365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.